Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you for that somewhat weird intro. Welcome to the show on Here Be Monsters Radio. This is Sunday the
8th.
We're at the 4th or 5th or whatever we're at. We're at the 8th today.
Yeah.
March
daylight savings time is here. Hooray.
Yes.
Yeah, hooray for that. And today we have our often guest, author Ronald Kahneman, joining us.
Hello, everyone.
I think that the biggest thing going on right now isn't, of course, all you guys know, I got the gut punch this week with Betsy Warren stepping off, and it was a real shock. And I actually cried, guys, I did. I think the most important story is really about what we were just talking about and how it's Jack made a really, really smart remark when he said, everybody does get the flu, but not everybody is going to die of the flu.
Right.
And panic is something. It's just, Jack, the thing is that this administration is keeping us in the dark and lying to us. And that goes without saying. It's real, real bad for the public. Really, really. People are pretty scared about that.
The uncertainty is what's getting at people. They don't know what to believe anymore. They know they can't believe Trump. He's full of all he talks is shit. Nothing comes but shit out of his mouth.
To lie is to be Trump. I guess it's the same.
Yeah. Good God.
Yeah.
No, in Shakespearean form, lie, thy name is Trump.
Yeah, that's right.
Shakespearean
quoting. And he doesn't care. He just does it bold-faced. He's just a bold-faced liar, pathological. And so, and his, that goofy blonde, what's her name? Conrad or whatever.
Conway.
Conway. She's an idiot, too. She's a biggest liar as he is. And she's
and her husband's
on the
one of the biggest critics of him on Twitter.
God, she's disgusting.
How do they stay married, I wonder?
Oh, yeah, I know. It blows me away.
That's really very, very, oh, my God, it's so very strange. I've seen on the Twitter. And then for years, I don't know if you guys know this, but in my class at school, I went to school. I was a year below Keith Olbermann. Bill Maher was in my class. And then another year later came that piece of crap that calls herself a woman, Coulter. And
oh God!
What controversy was this?
I have for 2 years. 2 years ago, I said, "That's it. I'm done with the BS from Bill Maher. He, I used to enjoy him, especially when he had his first show. It was pretty good. But I mean, he'll do anything for ratings. He's a pain in the prat. But this
it's too bad
weekend,
to see that."
Yeah, I want to ask you, what university did you attend that they all attended, Gwen?
Cornell.
They all went to Cornell. I did not know that. Ann Coulter went to Cornell? Wow.
Yeah.
She didn't learn anything.
Oh, my God. She's a monster. Yes.
I resigned. I sent my anchor a letter, my sorority letter, resigning about, I guess it was about 10 years ago when they wanted to bring her in for some kind of, money, what do you call it when they raise
fundraising?
Fundraising luncheon. They were expecting me as an alumni to contribute, and I sent a letter and saying, I resign, you bastards, I'm Irish anyway. Take your Greek and stick it up your ass. But
St. Patrick's Day. Imagine that with the Florida primary. Yeah.
Oh my, yeah, I hear it's coming up now. Yeah, that's right.
Tuesday, which is St.
Yeah.
Patrick.
I basically oh, we lost Wayne is trying to call back in.
Uh oh.
Yeah. He dropped. He
Wayne
call
must
back
be mobile or something today. I don't know
he's
what happened.
He's always mobile. He's,
it happens now and then.
I'm calling on a landline. I'm old fashioned.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Here he is.
Yeah, I want to ask you, can I interrupt Jack? I know, what is your thought on the choice? You live in Minnesota, so you must have voted last week?
Yeah, I did. But I didn't.
Ask who
didn't
you voted
vote
for?
Klobuchar. No, I didn't vote for Klobuchar. I voted for Sanders. You know, I believe him. I believe in him. And Warren and Sanders were in many ways virtually indistinguishable, except on a few things. But she dropped out. I was very
I know,
to
yeah.
see her drop out so fast.
Yeah.
And she was.
It was amazing that she ended up, you know, third in Minnesota, and Warren ended up third in the home state of Massachusetts. And the point I want to just make is that them had bragged at, which is funny, at the debate, so we're the only two people, both women, who have never lost an election, and then they both lost. It's just ironic.
That, yeah, that was something. Yeah, Klobuchar really didn't deserve to be president. I don't think she's got a ways to go yet. I believe, but and she doesn't have that broad of a base, so I had no problem voting against her. And I knew damn well she wouldn't make it anyway. But Warren was a real shock. I thought she had a spitting choice, you know.
She's the low-hanging fruit right now. Both Biden and Sanders want her.
She's the Midwest.
I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think that she's basically going to give. After Bernie lied about her like he did on stage, and it shocked her, I think.
Yeah,
and that wasn't good. Now I think he's regretting it like hell.
She might possibly sign on with Biden. We'll see what happens.
I don't think unless he comes to her and offers her some kind of cabinet, which would be smart right now because we are staring. We are stark staring on 07-08 financially right in the face again.
Yeah,
and. We are. It was going to happen anyways, but now it's really going to tumble. And we need somebody. She already has a plan on how to deal with the C virus right now. That is pretty basically everything you'd want to know if you go over and look.
Mm-hmm.
I read. You know, I go to all their sites. I went to all their – when Buttigieg stepped out, my sister was real, you know, upset. But, of course, now she's a Bernie fan, and she'll be voting for Bernie here in on St. Pat's Day. And I'm supporting Bernie, and believe me, it's not my first choice.
Right, I know that, yeah.
I'm a progressive. It's my choice, you know, to – support the progressive. So
They're so underrepresented and they're so vilified in the press. The press is so bogus. They want to promote the same old tame lame Democratic bull crap, you know. They don't want to be adventurous anymore. They've lost it.
I do want to give, because I know that Ron's a Biden man, I want to give him a chance to talk. But before he does, I just want to say these couple of things we'll take real quick. And these are the reasons that I'm choosing Bernie, which, believe me, I couldn't believe I had to talk to my old friend Rick Spezak at PNN and say, Rick, you know, talk me into this here. You know, of
course $15 an hour minimum wage, that makes sense, and a number of other things.
Yeah. Well, if you're voting, if the vote goes to the moderates and Biden with the banking, he voted to deregulate the banks, and he was among those. And when the inevitable collapse occurs here, Biden will won't know which way to turn with this, and we'll give it back over to the banks. Now, Obama did not want to, but he was compromised into it.
Yeah.
He wanted to put Warren, as a matter of fact, in charge of all of that. And she did restructure for him, and she created the Consumer Protection Service. But
that was fabulous.
The solutions were compromised, and here we are again. And from my side of town, as it were, he was for the Defense of Marriage Act until it was, you know, no longer good to be against the gay community for, you know, the Democrats, which, you know, Bernie was always for everybody. I think he's always
supportive
for everybody.
Yeah.
He was very supportive, and so was Warren. He still supports a ban on funding for abortion.
Actually, he's changed his mind back and forth on that. I don't think that's true anymore. He is up and down on that, I think, if you actually look at the record.
You're right. You're right. But last June, he recommitted to it. That's just a fact. He's not going to legalize. He's against legalizing marijuana, which and he's also been on board with the private prisons, which I was
God, I hate that.
I was surprised to find that out. I didn't think he would be, but
that's amazing.
That's how he's voted. And he has been on the side to support the overturning of Roe versus Wade. So, you know, you wonder why half of the women from the Me Too movement, including Jane Fonda and a lot of stars out there, came out in the last day or two for Bernie.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It makes sense to me that financially this country can do a lot of recovery work as well as, and I've read his infrastructure plan and everything. It reads like the old DNC, you know, what was on Obama's page, but and it's not bad, but he's not willing. Nowhere does he discuss the Green New Deal, and he's also told people in this bid for this, he's also told people, I'm not your candidate if you want to end fracking. Fracking is screwing the tectonics of our planet. It's causing earthquakes and it's ruining our water table. So that just, I woof. So that it's not very
well.
Inspiring.
You know, Gwen. Yeah, let me just interject for 1 second. There's one thing about there's a big difference between being an advocate for something and just being willing to accept it. Lukewarm support doesn't mean full advocacy and pushing it forward. So I that's why I'm not so upset by that. But I don't like fracking in the least. I think it's terrible.
Oh, I don't either.
It's a petroleum thing. Maybe he was just looking for funding or something. I don't know. But he did make the statement. I remember seeing it on Rachel Maddow a month back when he began. That, you know, if you're looking for a candidate who's, you know, against fracking, don't vote for me. He really did say that.
Well, I must say about Joe Biden, he has a loose mouth, and he says things he doesn't need to say. He talks too much. That's his problem, I think.
Remember in the distant past when he was regarded as a ultra, ultra liberal?
Yes.
I remember that. That was, and he never really was. He's acceptably liberal, but he has some, there are some reservations, but you know, you can't have perfection. We always strive for it, and
ultra liberals don't support the death penalty, and
that's what I mean.
He campaigned for Republicans in the 2018 race, but that was just being, you know, across the aisle kind of thing. I'm not going on. I've got quite a list. I'm not going on with it. But do you know what scares me most?
Mm.
Is that if elect if he, first of all, I'm kind of scared of how he'll do against Trump.
Trump,
on stage, because he can get so easily befuddled. But he did really well against Sarah Palin.
The last two times
but
he looked very
Sarah
good.
But that was Sarah Palin. That was Sarah Palin, you know?
Oh.
Well, you know what's going to happen, though. Trump is just going to insult him and be, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
well,
Crazy Joe and all that
even
shit,
as posed,
you know.
I'm gonna say, even as posed as Hillary Clinton was in the base, when
oh,
he
yeah.
did that masculine, I'm going to walk in front of you and stuff in front of the cameras, right? And that threw Hillary Clinton off.
Mm-hmm.
You did,
the shocked look on her face,
won.
Like, I can't believe this son of a bitch is actually invading my body space here in the debate.
Unbelievable.
And threw off.
I'm still amazed by that.
Go ahead.
What would impress the hell out of me if he becomes a nominee and he's standing and Trump tries to pull shit like that on him? If Joe turns around and punches him right in the mouth, that'll impress
me. Well, see,
me.
That's what I've had to do.
That'd be awesome.
I would
love that.
He's going to take him behind this, you know, behind the school, the back of the schoolyard. So, which I think is an interesting statement, because
yeah.
he's certainly in better shape physically than his Trump.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, hey Glenn, when you called me the other day, I passed on a story what I know to be firsthand with one of my family relatives, and his brother, and what Biden did to him. May I pass that on?
Yeah, he put a coalition together and took care of the schoolyard bully.
Okay. For everybody else, and Jack and Ron here.
Yeah.
I have a brother-in-law that's a right-wing nut job bullshitter. I mean,
oh my
God. He's a coprophilia.
What if he's listening and he hears you say that?
Coprophilia conservative, which means coprophilia is a word meaning. You like to squish animal manure through your fingers while you're getting sexually aroused. Okay, that's what.
Oh God! Oh God!
Oh, help us!
Yeah, squishing dog turds and saying, "Who's Sean Hannity? Who's Sean Hannity?" He's this kind of a guy, almost. Well, anyway.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
This brother-in-law, his first name is Craig. Had an
What's
old
his
brother.
Full name? Don't tell us.
Well, I would never. Matter of fact, I would love to tell. The 200,000 or something listening to this, what the last name is. But anyway.
Craig in Delaware.
The first name is Craig. Anyway, he had an older brother that I guess was, you know, pretty strong, pretty big, right? And I'm sure they were both, you know, had an abusive father because that shit cascades down. Anyway, he was growing up in Wilmington, you know, in the Wilmington area of Delaware. So did Joe Biden. They were in the same neighborhood. Well, Craig's brother, I can't remember his name right off, but anyway, you know, he was going around, he was, you know, being a bully, right, and he'd just come up and he'd whip somebody's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did it to Joe. What Joe did was he got all the other kids together, and they went and had a one-on-one, well, not a one-on-one, it was them against him.
Mm-hmm.
They grabbed him, they held him. Joe wailed the hell out of him, beat the shit out of him, right? And basically, with the message, right, you try to pull this shit on any one of us again, we're going to be back for your ass. They whipped his ass good. Guess what? That shit stopped.
That
this
story should be reported in the news. Everybody to know.
What Joe Biden did. This was a young teenage, mid-teenage Joe Biden did when he had an issue with a bully. He put together others. They went after this guy's ass, and they whipped his ass good.
Yeah, you need to create a video about that so it'll get more people stood up about Joe against Donald, you know.
Well, that's just it. If this boy comes out, of Joe, you know, young Joe comes out against Trump, this could be what Trump will be running into.
We'll
see.
Let's hope so.
That's the problem, guys. That's the problem, though. Joe is actually, he really is a gentleman. I really think he's a gentleman,
yes.
And
I
have never found anything creepy about him. I think he sincerely is empathetic,
right.
And that's why
right.
I see him.
I love the guy. He's as empathy. He has concern about people. He's
yep.
real.
Not,
he's genuine. He's likable.
You're not letting me finish. But the thing is, that when a guy like Trump comes after you, he knows how to stand there and be a gentleman, but he doesn't know how to punch back. Not as the gentleman politician, but Bernie. Bernie will wipe it.
Oh, Bernie would be on MRT on shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like ugly old ape.
That's
Bernie
right,
would go after him head on.
Because Bernie, it's just who he is. I mean, he's the grumpiest, cantankerous son
yes.
of a bee walking.
He's not as likable, I think, to the average American.
No, not at all. No, that's a good point.
He's not. But you know what I think? I think that for so many years of his life, he has had to stand by his principles and fight
Absolutely.
For so long that it's made him a real grump. And I
yeah.
think that, and when Hillary says that people in the Senate and the Congress found it really difficult to work with him, it's true. I know it's true personally. People, oh, God, here comes Bernie. Oh, God, we got to get him in. Okay, what are we going to have to do here? You know, it's
yeah.
like, and because he is very much my way or the highway in many things.
Yeah,
that's
he's very principled. He doesn't want to budge.
Yeah.
That's very true.
He doesn't. He really, really doesn't. The other problem he has, too, and here I am. I'm a supporter now. I am rooting for Bernie. But the guy he's this side of a misogynist. He really is. And I know he stood up for women and their rights over and over again, but on the personal side with his staff and stuff. And the other thing that Elizabeth said to Rachel the other night, if you didn't see that, you should, that interview.
Yeah, I watched that interview. It was very interesting.
I Betsy Warren is just one wonderful woman, and nobody better not say nothing or I'm coming after you. You know,
she
I mean?
She did herself very well in that interview. She was remarkably good.
But she was just herself.
Genuine,
she's
big time.
Whole
yeah.
time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she said though, Bernie doesn't take responsibility the way all the other candidates do. When something goes wrong, they step up. And he's so defensive that he just doesn't know how to say, okay, yeah, that's on me. Let me get it right. My people shouldn't be doing that. But I also would tell you, too, what he's saying about bots and what Elizabeth said about what his people did in Vegas. That was true. Even though he won it with a landslide,
mm-hmm.
His people, and they're not the people, they're not really his people. They're supporters of his who have nothing to do with his actual campaign. But he still should have stood up a little brighter for that.
Yeah, they were speaking for him as if they were able to,
which
was bad. But and he didn't do anything about it, so but he just rode the wave on that one. I guess he took the easy way out on that one.
Yeah, which might not have been a smart thing to do in retrospect here because it's gotten too much lousy press on the side
everybody's
you know,
calling they're making all this big shit about him talking the socialism word like he's a communist and Trump called him a communist. Can you believe that shit? Well, Trump's so nuts. Trump's so crazy anyway, but there are no communists anywhere in the world anymore. Even the Chinese have gotten more pragmatic, and they don't call themselves communists.
Well, no, they do, actually. They just, what they have instituted is what they call regulated capitalism.
Exactly.
It is ironic, by the way, that Putin was, maybe still is a communist, was in the KGB, KGB, and he's
yeah,
so bosom buddy with him, but he goes after Sanders being a communist.
Ron, I got to tell you, the kind of oligarchy that goes on, what they have done to the resources of Russia, dividing it up like a pie between all these guys and the money.
It is corrupt.
I mean, the GDP of Russia is petroleum, natural gas, and the mafia. That's their GDP.
Yeah, they're as crooked as they come, man. They're
if there was ever a need for a revolution in Russia, it's now, actually.
Right now,
yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you 100%.
Well, Putin has to be deposed. He has to be, but he won't be. He's too much of a strong man. And he's got too many of the bad people supporting him. So he's secure, and he's acting like a secure guy, and he's using Trump. Trump doesn't even – this shows you how stupid Trump is. He's using Trump, and Trump is just thinks they're being buddies. What an absolute idiot. You know, the guy is so damn dumb.
So how do you see it playing out down here? I've been told by a lot of people that they think Florida has no way that it'll go blue. Ron, what do you think?
I think it's a very good chance that it can go blue, but I don't know. We'll have to see what happens in Florida. According to the, and
not
it may
Sanders,
be way
though.
Off base, the poll I saw said that Biden was leading Sanders 61-12. I don't
right.
think it's really that true. But I think he's going to win Florida big, and
yeah.
I really think Sanders would have trouble with of all things, with the Jewish community, because it would be a split vote, and it would not be as large a vote
right.
Democrat. And, you know, I still feel that although I know he's not a communist, we all know that, that is going to be a weapon that could be used, I think, by Trump.
And it will be. Yeah,
and yes, Joe has weaknesses with Hunter Biden. I still think that's nothing compared to what
nothing.
Against Sanders.
That's a blown-up piece of shit that Trump got a hold of and is trying to blow that into something that it's not. It's just
but Michael Bloomberg
disgusting.
Said he's going to go on the attack against all the Trump children and show them for what they are corrupt. And I'm
and
glad
they,
he's going to do that.
They are corrupt. Oh, they're disgusting.
So
oh.
he's going to pay back Trump by blasting his kids and exposing them. So you know to match up against Hunter Biden, which
well,
is really nothing.
What,
but
yeah.
I'm saying that's less of an issue than this argument of socialism, communism, because you know there's a lot of people out there who are not smart enough to understand the reality.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
I am wondering what you think in the general. Actually, will it go blue or will it go red? Because this is a purple state.
It's about Florida. I think with Joe, it can go blue. I don't think it can with Sanders because again,
no.
Cubans will be against him. You know, and also a lot of not all Jews. Jews are split on Israel and everything involving.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying that I just think the Jewish community and the Cuban community have been alienated somewhat by what Sanders has said and done,
yeah.
and I don't think that's a positive thing from the viewpoint of the state.
Well,
it is the third largest, so we really need Florida. You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, you know, I got to point out yet again that it's mostly boomers. That are, and first of all, they don't vote in the Democrat primary down here because they're Republicans. That would be one
well, not
thing
the Jewish
I'm
vote out there. I lecture the Jewish groups, they all vote Democratic.
Right.
But the non-Jewish,
they
yes, they are red.
Right, good point.
But the younger Cuban community in South Florida are mostly Democrats.
Yeah, it's kind of convoluting, isn't it? It's kind of funny because
well,
for years the Democrats couldn't do anything right in Florida because of the anti-Castro
in South Florida,
so
yeah.
prevalent down
right,
there.
Right.
Yeah,
Central
Florida
was decided, and
right.
Central Florida has a big increase in Puerto Ricans who came after the disaster there. So I think you know that's going to decide the election. Is it always the Central?
That good point. That could.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's more Democrat votes out of South Florida than any place else. But I hope that all those people in the I-4 corridor area that are here from Puerto Rico are smart enough to know voting Republican is just like putting your head right securely up your butt.
Yeah,
I mean,
the Hispanic vote is heavily Democratic, except for Cubans,
Democrat.
And they're only 3.5% of all Hispanics.
Right.
So it's
good
Mexicans
yep.
in the Southwest and Puerto Ricans. I think Mexicans are at 65% of all the population of Hispanics, and 18% is Puerto Rican, and only 3.5%
mm-hmm.
is Cuban. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, Cubans cannot dominate, but they can affect Florida. That's the only
right.
thing.
Yeah.
Well, if that is true, then when the general comes along, Florida has a very good chance of going blue.
Yes, and
that's
if it goes
so.
Blue,
we need
you
it.
Can say, who cares about the Midwest? I'm not saying who doesn't care, but the Midwest could be replaced by Florida in the number of electoral votes, just about.
Yeah.
And what about Texas?
What about what?
Texas?
Texas.
What about Texas?
It's going to be tough. That's why I've been advocating, and not so many people seem to agree with me, that Julian Castro be considered for vice president. You know, his brother is in the House of Representatives. He was San Antonio mayor himself, housing secretary. And the way I look at it, you know, Hispanics, particularly Mexicans, but even generally Latinos, are the largest minority group, larger than African Americans now. And I think it would be very good to put Castro, who's like 45, 46, in there. The only thing is, some people don't know, would say, oh, he's related to Fidel Castro. And Castro, but they're Cuban and he's Mexican, but that could only be, that's the only issue that I guess Trump could use it against him, that he's related to the Castro's a lie, but he's
well, Castro's been dead for years now, so it's a moot point. It's just stupid to even bring up his name.
Do you say that?
What's that?
Why do you say he's dead for years? He was San Antonio mayor, sixth largest city.
No. Castro.
No, Castro.
Oh, you mean Fidel Castro?
Fidel Castro.
Oh, I see. I think it's about Julian Castro.
No.
I was going to say, why are you attacking Julian Castro?
No, he's very much alive.
I think he's an excellent candidate. Another one that's come up recently is in Florida, the Congresswoman Val Demings. Who's African American, who was involved in the impeachment inquiry, one of the seven people. And she really is impressive. I've seen her numbers, and she's really very impressive. That would be quite a step forward, you know?
So is Stacey Abrams.
What
your friend on your page says. Stacey Abrams has quite a following, especially among the black community. And she has a lot to offer. I think that his best bet is to put a woman on the ticket with him. But I cease to visualize anymore because I thought the youth vote would come out heavier than they did, and they did not.
They usually don't. And you know,
and in Michigan now, going to
Kamala
the polls,
Harris is out
way
there.
Ahead of Sanders.
Kamala Harris is a potential vice presidential candidate.
Who is
Kamala Harris?
Kamala, I think that'd be
sharp as a tack.
But how do we deplete our Senate? I mean, you know.
Well, California's going to elect a Democratic Senate. Without
Dude,
any
I wanted
doubt.
To say, if Klobuchar was picked, let's say she was, Minnesota is blue, but not that strongly blue. It could possibly go the other way. So that's why it would be a dangerous thing to take.
God.
It would take one hell of a strong
not.
Republican candidate to win a Senate seat in Minnesota nowadays.
Hard, but not impossible.
Not impossible.
You know?
But
yes, it would be hard. But California, no question, would be a Democrat replacing Harris. Or if Warren became vice president, it would certainly be.
Warren would be a real asset to him. A lot of people would see that as an asset. But I don't know that he's that smart. Whoever he picks, though, as vice president, it's really important because these guys are not young, and if anything happens, the vice president is a real important pick this time.
I wanted to mention another person that nobody seems to be promoting, and that is Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Get away from Gretchen Whitmer, who looks very nice, and she's like 48. She, you know, she's the governor, and she won by 10 points, and she endorsed Biden, of course. But beyond whether she endorsed him or not, if you look at her record and her background, I think she's someone to notice, and she's sort of like a dark horse, someone nobody talks about.
True.
And if she gets picked, I'm going to take credit for it.
I saw her on. Roger Williams or what's his name? The Last Word or what? No, on Lawrence
O'Donnell
show, or maybe it was on the 11th
O'Donnell?
Hour or something like that.
Lawrence O'Donnell, maybe you mean, huh?
Well, either him or the Williams fella that's on the Last Hour.
Another moderate
with Roger Williams.
Is she another moderate Democrat?
Kind of, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
Michigan, but she won after Rick Snyder was there for 8 years. Horrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Governor.
Oh, my Lord.
Crisis. She really won big, you know. And Michigan is in Midwest important for the election. She needs to carry Michigan. Only lost it by 11,000 votes.
That's true. Yeah.
I think Gretchen Whitmer would be a good choice, actually. A white woman, but still a woman.
There is a huge divide in the Democrats between progressives and moderates right now. And if Biden gets it, then Biden would be really smart too. Julian Castro is more progressive.
Yeah.
Of course, Warren is.
Mm-hmm.
But I, if it were me, I would really sit down and choose. First of all, choosing a woman would be really smart too, because that.
Oh yes, that without a doubt.
I like Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I think she would be ideal. She's sharp as a tack.
Yes. And
I want to make it clear that whoever is president the next term, there's a very good likelihood that person will not finish the term because of the age issue, whether
that's
it's
right.
Sanders or Joe or even Donald Trump with his own craziness.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Also, I point out, as I've said to students, the last time a president died in office, naturally, is 1945, Franklin D. Roosevelt. The last time a president was assassinated was JFK in 63. The last time a president was actually eyeball affected and was actually harmed was Ronald Reagan in 81. And we're running against the odds. I think something's going to happen. Whose VP is going to be the next
president.
Mike Pence not be the next president. That'd be
as
a Democrat.
As a student of Kubler-Ross, Death and Dying, which is a standard now in psych in colleges, we are due. We are due a death in the office. We are due.
There's also the zero election
right,
year syndrome.
Kind of
the president elected in 1840, 60, 80, 1900, 20, 40, and 60 all died in office. 80, Reagan was shot. And after 2000, Bush was threatened on 9/11. And, of course, had a few times people throw things at him, although that wasn't serious. But I think being a zero year is really scary.
It's a zero year. That's true.
Well, and here's the thing. The last Super Tuesday was run on, and okay, you guys can give me all your guff that you want, but the Super Tuesday race was run during a Mercury retrograde. This one, tomorrow Mercury goes direct, but still under the umbra of it in March. But when the isn't it Tuesday that we have another
coming up Tuesday?
Another
debate.
More space coming up, so
for another primaries,
who are those primaries?
It's Washington State is one of them,
and Missouri and Michigan
Missouri.
Are the big three. Yes,
yeah.
I think that I think Sanders has a heck of a advantage in Washington State, but
I think you're right.
Actually, the last poll I looked at showed he was behind. But of course,
really?
This is the poll. We'll have to see what happens on Tuesday.
We just everything's so volatile this year.
What's that?
Everything's so volatile and unpredictable this year. It's really
in theory. Imagine what if he won all of them this week, Bernie? Then it's back to not. But I don't think it's going to happen.
No, I don't
but
think
after
so
last week's 96 hours from Saturday to Tuesday, it's unbelievable the turnaround because
incredible.
Everybody said Joe was done. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looked like he
was
dead in the water, but he came alive. He came alive. He did it.
I heard one. I don't think he so much came alive. It's the fear factor about
socialism.
Trump and Trump in the corner.
Biden was a lot more cogent and intellectual in his presentation. The last week or so.
Yes, except that when he was speaking California, he confused his wife and his sister, which I thought was hilarious.
Well, yeah.
Joe, what's going on? That's what worries me. That's why I'm not sure he could complete a full term, and I don't think he should. I don't think even he or Sanders should be running for re-election at age 82, 83. It's too old.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no such law. We have to have 80-year presidents. We've only had 14 out of 44, so we have to think one term at a time, not worry about the next term.
Yeah, and they should be breeding successors.
Am I going to be the only one? I'm the only one. I suppose I'm going to be the only one to say it, too. It's time we got rid of these old white men and we put a woman in the White House. I don't care what color she is.
Glenn, I am in your camp 100%. You're absolutely right. I am so ready for a woman in the White House because I think they would do a better job. Because, like you said, the old white men,
so afraid.
They're not thinking out of the box.
They're too much with our environment.
We need new blood.
Yeah, the only thing is it has to be a Democratic woman. We don't want a Republican woman.
No,
absolutely not. Of course, Ron. Yeah, no, I agree with you there, Ron. Absolutely.
Can you imagine Nikki Haley? Oh, my God. My friend Adam Lepp loves Nikki Haley, but lately Nikki Haley has really come across as, oh, my God, what happened to her kind of thing, you know?
I can't stand her. I can't believe he likes her.
Well, Adam Lepp.
He likes her looks, I think.
That must be it.
Adam Lepp is more than just moderate. He's a right-wing moderate independent.
What if he's listening in because he could call in because we're talking about him?
But he, as everybody else, has the right still so far. Can we talk about something else here with this C virus?
Oh.
And I've heard it mentioned from a couple of people who are, you know, they're pretty intelligent folk, and the fear has come up that, especially around the in the next couple of months, that convention time and that kind of thing, that Trump may try and enact martial law.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Yeah, I think that's reckless speculation. Let's hope that never. I wouldn't put anything past that
anything
bastard,
past
but you never know.
He's filthy of a bastard. Look, he's threatening the Republicans who dare to vote against me. They know he was fucking guilty. They know that he has committed a treasonous act and criminally laundering Russian mob money. They had him, and they refused to listen to those who are willing to testify, like Bolton.
That's my point,
in the Senate.
Right?
No, we're not going to call any witnesses. Right? Nope.
Let him
Everybody vote. He's innocent. Thing's done. Impeachment is done.
Biden's going to let him walk if he gets in there. That's his.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of about Biden, too. Yes, that's right. I'm afraid he'll be like Ford and say, for the sake of the healing of the country.
No, that kind of bullshit. He's ruined our country, ruined our institutions, and that SOB will let him walk. You watch.
The son of a bitch has got to be sitting in a jail cell right now.
I don't think he will. In fact, you know, I think that he will probably pick, if he doesn't pick for vice president, Elizabeth Warren, maybe to be attorney general or secretary of the treasury.
Ooh,
I think he's going to put her in important, unless she doesn't want it, of course.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll do the same thing as Obama in 08. I really think he will pursue and, of course, cause division, but I don't think he's going to let Trump get away with this.
You know why I think Obama didn't push for anything was because he was pressured to, and I think that many of the choices Obama made, especially in trying to be conciliatory with Republicans, was to keep the country from becoming as divided as Trump has made it.
Yeah.
And
well,
that's a good point. But now here
also depends on how the Senate and the House is. If they're Democratic, you know, the president could do more Democrat. If it's not, then it's going to be very hard.
That's why
we've
got to have a Democratic Senate elected. That's
exactly.
Got to happen.
If he doesn't get that, Biden can't do much of anything. It's true.
Hey, wait a minute. Look what that son of a bitch has done with executive orders.
Oh,
anybody
shit.
With half a brain walking into that Oval Office can start EO-ing the hell out of a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And one thing he can do is appoint a AG who will go in and begin to investigate those damn Republicans and what they've done.
Yep.
And if anybody walks into that office as a Democrat and doesn't do it, may they go to hell.
I think Harris or Klobuchar could be the attorney general, if they're not vice president. And they both were, you know, prosecutors. You can remember
not Klobuchar.
I don't think Klobuchar would do it.
Nah,
well,
she's not.
She was up in Minnesota.
Well, she was a prosecutor up here in Minnesota before she turned to the Senate.
I would feel a whole lot better about it if it was somebody who had an axe to grind who really wants to get the job done. Klobuchar is a lot like Biden. Walk across the aisle.
Yeah, she's.
I'm with you, Glenn. I want somebody.
That's a good point. Yep.
So
I
want
a hatchet.
Go to this criminal and go after him.
I want a hatchet, Meister. I really do.
Yes,
What they have done to us, it is horrible. And I want every penny that has the name Trump on it put into our coffers. I want the whole family decimated for what they've done.
I can't disagree with you. I can't disagree.
Yeah. Back on that damn Jared, that limp-wristed Jared. I can't stand that little wimp.
Yeah.
Look what he's done in Israel. Look what he has done real estate-wise in Israel. And what
what
has
a criminal bastard.
Klobuchar, even Klobuchar went ghosted the AIPAC because of how the Israeli, the Knesset has treated the Palestinians. I mean, this is just, and that's another thing. Biden didn't do that, and that I thought was wrong of him. Wrong of him. I am not against the state of Israel. I am against what is running it.
Oh, yeah, I
understand.
As a person who's Jewish,
that corrupt administration.
Agree with you. Yes.
This is terrible. I'll tell you, in my own neighborhood, they got to get rid of Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Lois Frankel. They got to get them out. They just don't do their jobs. Go along to get along. DNC party machine BS.
Yeah.
They don't do anything good for us.
They are so compromised. It's just, you know, they're absolutely they're milk toasts. They're terrible.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get so huffy.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
But look what they've done to those Palestinians. And what children are dying. And what kills me is the fact that the IDF is taking those orders. Shit, half of the IDF doesn't even want to be in there. They just have to.
Yeah, well, we need to have BB out of office. It looks like he might not be able to form a government. Seems like it, but we'll have to see. But he really needs to go, yes. He's already under indictment for, you know, for criminal activity.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's under indictment. He's under indictment. And Adam, you need to mute when you're not talking because the background on your speaker, on your phone speaker, sends a bunch of stuff through.
Yeah, I hear a lot of noise.
Yeah, it's...
Are you guys there? I'm calling in, but nobody said hello.
I did. I just did.
Okay. I didn't think you actually answered. I can't get the show live. I keep getting the wrong show, but I'll just listen later. I'm still at the gym, of course, but I got the headset on. So by popular demand, I'm calling because two of your guest hosts, Gwen, have requested my voice participate, so I decided to go ahead and grant those wishes.
Defend yourself, Adam Lepp.
Well, I am a right winger compared to Gwen. You are too, Ron. I mean, that's true. It's nothing to argue. I am. I'm far to the right of Gwen.
Whoa, wait a minute. Jack's on my team, too. I mean, come on. I'm alone sitting here. This is progressive talk radio. Come on.
That's right.
But, you know, politics are on a spectrum. But I'm not someone who says, well, you know, you're wrong, you're stupid, unfriend me. We can still be friends and shake hands because we're adults.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
People need to do that.
That's the way it should be.
It's okay. I still respect you. You still respect me. I mean, that's the way mature people act. I mean, it's these Sanders people that are a bunch of crybabies. Even the adults, even Sanders himself, he's a big old crybaby.
Listen, Adam. John Adams, he defended British soldiers. Because
that's
it was the right thing to do. That to me is an American hero. Okay? I get it. I totally get it. I'm disappointed.
Free speech is one of the most important liberties that we have.
That's right.
And the ability for intelligent people to have a dialogue.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that. 100%.
But I think, you know, Professor Ron and myself would agree. Sanders, I mean, he's grumpy and he's 10 times as guilty of my way or the highway than Donald is. And it's they're lockstep marchers. And that's where a lot of that communist sympathizing comes in. That's kind of how people get hooked into these extreme government systems. And it's dangerous. I mean, Warren, I like things about Warren. You know, she's very smart, well-spoken. She does care. She's likable. She's just too far to the left, but she's not this nut job like Sanders is. She's just very liberal. Well, like yourself, Gwen. I agree. You and Warren are very similar. But Sanders is a whole different beast.
You think he's a... You don't think he's a communist, do you?
I think he's a borderline communist and a communist.
What he always says, I say no. I would not use the word communist.
I don't think he actually is a communist, but he's a socialist in that, not in the direction of Scandinavian type governments like he wants people to think. He's more the other direction, and he's very dangerous. He has brainwashed young people that support him, and it's very sad. And the older people too, they're also brainwashed.
How does he brainwash people? Can you give me a good
Yeah, it's all that free stuff, you know? Oh yeah, you'll just pay 4% taxes and you'll never have to pay for health care, you'll get free college. I'm joking around with my tenants because one of my businesses is property rental. President Sanders hasn't promised free rent, so you still have to pay your rent, so he's actually been a butt of my jokes.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me make a point there about schools, and especially about the student debt that has kept us from an entrepreneurial upgrade in this country for so long. But when I was going to school, which, yes, was 1,000 years ago, you could go to a state college, and with Pell Grants and being a resident of the state, you didn't go into huge debt to get your degree.
Well, I agree.
Right.
College tuition has gone crazy. My college was $6,600 in 1980 when I started. And now it's like probably $60,000 or $70,000. It has gone well over the pace of inflation.
Oh,
but so is healthcare. Healthcare has done the same thing. They both 10 to 20 folded in the costs versus, you know, technology. They just keep going down in price. It's really pretty crazy. Yes.
Let me interject here now. Hold on. I've always said, and basically I've taken John Adams' Wealth of Nations and kind of modified it, updated it here. I'll say today, the true wealth of a nation is in a well-educated workforce. In the state of Delaware.
Well, not necessarily, because people use their natural abilities, and we're moving towards it. I use my natural abilities. I agree partially, but not completely.
Hold on. Let me finish. Let me give you examples here. This has become a realization for the state of Delaware and now the state of Maryland under the Republican Governor Hogan that any high school student, and they can pass the test, can go to a community college, a two-year degree, and become and for free. In other words, to say that education is socialized education, hey, from kindergarten to 12th grade, it's free. Add two more years to it because really, with the way the world has accelerated, exponentially with technology, a minimum education is now an associate's degree to function in this world.
Well, I don't agree with that, honestly. I think it's actually gone the other way. And I have a master's degree, believe me. I'm someone who can talk about the value of education. It depends upon your field. In my case, I use my natural talent. So granted, what I did in grad school and beforehand is useful, but only indirectly. And I think we're moving toward that society. People, they do gig type of jobs. They don't have this actual career that's related to what they went to college for.
I got it.
And the natural skill
set
is an important part of that.
Let me hold on, Adam, and with all due respect, what is 3 to the exponent of 0?
Sorry, what is that?
What is 3 with the exponential factor of 0?
Infinity. You can't divide by 0.
No, it's an exponential factor. We're not doing that. This is a third grade.
Oh, three to the zeroth power. Yeah, one. Anything to the zeroth power is one.
There you go. Okay, good. I'm so proud of you. Okay, you were able to answer that. All right. Many people cannot answer that. And that's
I agree with
saying.
You, and I'm in favor of making sure people understand math and spelling. And look at our president. He doesn't understand geography. He doesn't even know what state the Kansas City Chiefs are in. Although, granted, there is a Kansas City, Kansas. So, as we talked about, it is a bit of an honest mistake.
Person.
People do need to know that stuff. But you're asking the wrong guy. When I was 3 years old, I knew how to do long division. I mean, I've been
I'm
pretty good at math.
I am so proud of you. You have stepped up a notch, in my opinion, of you with that answer.
But we used to have not everybody is going to. I get Adam's point. I have a degree. I'm 2 hours away from a master's and I have never accepted. After I got out of school, I substitute taught for a couple of years when I was learning to write up in upstate New York. But I have created my own job. And it's mostly been autodidactic, my education and my experience. But I will say that
it really does depend, you know. And I work in IT where I've had some education, but things have changed a lot. My natural
right.
customer service abilities and my ability to communicate. I mean, I used to be in broadcasting, and I speak pretty well. I'm still
right.
in broadcasting more as a hobby. That's important in what I do. But it, obviously some fields, I mean,
people,
be a doctor, a pharmacist,
people,
for example, those kind of things
that.
Are related to your education. But I think we're moving toward this gig-based employment model and people using a lot of natural skills. However, knowing basic things like math, knowing what, you know, x to the zeroth power is or x divided by zero, that's also important, as well as basic grammar and spelling, some, you know, basic geography. You don't have to know all the state capitals
it's
like I
science.
Do. You should at least know – should at least know what cities Kansas City is in, et cetera. And obviously science,
right.
that is important. But it's part of being a well-rounded person. And as Ron would agree, even him being he being very humanities-oriented, he should know some science. Doesn't have to know about the spectroscopy stuff that I learned about in school, nor do I have to learn about all the presidential stuff he learned at school. But it's good to be
yeah.
well-rounded because you never know when you're going to need it.
Yep.
And that's an educated person is a kinder person.
Yes.
That's a given. An educated person is a kinder person. And the education doesn't have to go for a 4-year degree from a school either. The community colleges and the trade schools that have been just completely.
Yeah, we need, you know, you probably know, yes. Gwen, and this has come up because people I work with in my business, and you know, the average age of an electrician is like 50, 56, 58 years old. And
oh,
people
wow.
for some reason are not going to
trade.
Which I don't understand. You become an apprentice electrician or HVAC person. You're making almost $100,000 a year. You have no student
yeah.
debt. Anybody can
yeah.
hire you. I mean, even in Florida where there's not really a winter, you still need HVAC people because water heaters break. People still need to get duct work. You know, goodness sakes, you need an electrician, you need a plumber, and it's always 2 or 3 in the morning.
Well, and I've kind of
joked about what's the best job for your kid to have. You know, it used to be doctor, but honestly, in 2020, it's either a tradesperson like a plumber or electrician, or it's a computer tech.
Well,
and in my case, I'm also in a career where people need you often during weird times of the day.
My youngest daughter, her boyfriend, my oldest daughter got her master's from Johns Hopkins, and this my youngest daughter's
we're
boyfriend
at the
left
end of the hour, guys.
Oh no!
Well,
he went into
HVAC
because
coming.
He knew the value of the trades. Also, I myself
oh,
came
tra-
off
and,
the trades.
And not only that, you go into you start a plumbing company. I mean, you become a millionaire. I mean, I can think of a couple of the people that own plumbing or electrical
yeah.
or construction companies here, and especially in Central Ohio with all the construction, they're making tons and tons of money.
Sorry, but we are at the top of the hour, and that means it's the end. We won't be back until next Sunday. I would like to, before I throw it over to Jack, thank you for calling in, Adam, and thank you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. We can
always
still shake hands.
You
know, we agree. 90% of the call we agreed on. I mean, they're just this the first. You know how I feel about Sanders. I mean, there was no surprise there.
No surprise. And please, people, be safe out there, and wash your hands, man. Wash your hands
yes.
a lot. Please.
And yes,
and
keep pushing
out.
Forward, even if it's with your elbows.
Yeah, yeah.
And remember, everybody, vote blue this
vote
year.
Blue. Absolutely, Professor.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's,
good night,
that's
all.
Good night,
pleasure.
Everybody. Talk
good
to you
show.
Next week.
Okay,
well, thank you very much, guys. Good
yep.
show as always.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, everybody. Yep.
Yep. Thanks, Ron.
Yep.
I will say that you can find Jack over at Saturday Afternoon Post, and you can find Ron at the Progressive Professor. Just Google it. We don't have time for the rest. We will be back next Sunday at 6 p.m. Thank you. This has been the Sunday show on Here Be Monsters Radio. Did I get it in there?
Thank you for using.
We actually had a minute. Oh, well, you know what they say. Yeah, do vote blue. Just
yep.
just keep washing your hands, people, please. Woof.
Indigo is the color.
Yeah.
Have a great week, everybody.
You too, Jack.
Yep,
be
you
safe.
Too, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep.